You're listening to the Witness History Podcast from the BBC World Service with me, Dan Hardoon. I'm taking you back to 1970s Berlin. It's a city divided between communist East and democratic West. This is the story of one man's extraordinary attempt to gain his freedom by crossing the Berlin Wall in the most daring way imaginable.
He had a suitcase with him and some wires were just popping out of it. So that was a hint that he might have actually had some explosive materials.
The man is Czesław Kukuczka, a 38-year-old Polish national. His escape ends tragically when he's shot at point-blank range by the Stasi, East Germany's ruthless secret police who control every aspect of life in the country. I've been speaking to Philip Ganschak, a historian who investigated Kukuczka's murder and helped convict his killer half a century later.
This trial is really exceptional. He was cold-bloodedly murdered by a Stasi officer at the checkpoint, so nothing like that has ever came up in the courts before.
The story starts in 1974, when Czesław Kukuczka is working as a fireman in southern Poland. He's a hard-working man with a wife and three kids, who enjoys playing checkers in his downtime. One day, he vanishes without a word to his family. Almost a month later, on the 29th of March 1974, he reappears in East Berlin, storming into the Polish embassy on Unter der Linden Boulevard with a briefcase and an ultimatum.
Either they let him cross the border and go to Western Berlin, or he was going to blow up the whole building, the embassy, and detonate a bomb that he was carrying with him.
Although Kukuczka is given assurances that he will be allowed to cross, what he doesn't know is that embassy staff have already alerted the Stasi.
His situation was pretty much hopeless from the get-go. Very early, a vice chairman of Stasi was informed about the situation, and he gave very obvious orders to neutralize Kukuczka if necessary.
Since August the 13th, the wall has gone up right across the divided city.
The Berlin Wall was an emblem of the Cold War. Built in 1961 to stop the mass exodus of people fleeing communist countries for a better life in the West. Until it fell in 1989, at least 140 people were killed trying to cross it.
Most of the people who died at the wall were just trying to jump over it or try to cross the river. But Kukuczka's case is a bit unusual because he actually tried to cross using an official border crossing. He thought that his plan of threatening the authorities that he is going to blow up the whole embassy gives him more of a chance to actually succeed than trying to jump over or swim across the river.
To Kukuczka, it seems his plan is working, even though he isn't actually carrying any explosives. Just before 3 p.m, he's escorted by car to the border crossing at Friedrichstrasse train station.
At the border crossing, officers gave him VIP treatment. Kukuczka made it past every checkpoint and he was walking towards a tunnel that led to a train station where suburban trains would go to Western Berlin. As he was walking this distance between the last checkpoint and the tunnel, a man approached. It was a man in a black coat and black sunglasses, and he shot Kukuczka at point blank from the distance of approximately 2 meters.
The only known witnesses to what happened are three schoolgirls visiting from West Germany.
When Kukuczka fell to the ground, the door behind him were immediately locked, so the school children that witnessed the whole scene, they didn't see anything more, so we know nothing about what happened later to his body. We know from Stasi documents that later he was put into an ambulance and transported to prison hospital.
At 6 p.m, Kukuczka is declared dead. The incident goes largely unnoticed, except for an article in the German tabloid Bild, which reports the schoolgirl's testimony. In response, East German authorities put out a fabricated story, claiming Kukuczka pulled out a pistol and the guards were acting in self-defense. It takes another 2 months before Kukuczka's family back in Poland learn what happened to him.
His wife, now a widow, and his eldest daughter were called up to the prosecutor's office and they were given the casket with his ashes and some of his personal belongings.
For decades, Kukuchka's story remained buried deep in the Stasi archives. In the chaotic weeks before the fall of the Berlin Wall, the Stasi destroyed millions of documents to cover up their crimes. But Kukuchka's autopsy survived, stating he was shot in the back, but with no mention of who fired the shot. In 2015, a German historian identified Czesław Kukuchka as one of the victims of the Berlin Wall and contacted his surviving relatives. This sparked Philip Ganschak's own investigation into what happened.
This case really stood out to me because I knew that the man died and I knew that he was very deliberately shot by one of the Stasi officers. We did not know at the time who pulled the trigger, so we started sifting through all the archives available, and around 2017, 2018, we pretty much had the whole story laid out.
And what was it about Kukuchka's story that made you want to learn more about this man?
I was really trying to understand his motives, like what he was thinking while trying to cross this border in such an exuberant way. Going through tons of archives might sound like a very dull or boring activity, but actually these documents made a really big impression on me. There are photos of Kukuchka's body there, there's a lot of testimony, and I have to say I was really moved by what I saw there.
Despite the renewed interest in Kukuchka's story, his killer's identity remained a mystery. Until a breakthrough in 2016. Using a sophisticated machine called an e-puzzler, investigators managed to piece together some of the Stasi documents that were torn by hand. This paper trail eventually led to a former Stasi officer called Martin Naumann, the man believed to be responsible for Kukuchka's murder.
To me, that was really extraordinary because our work, academic work, we sometimes feel like we're not making a lot of direct impact. And in this case, my work and work of other scholars led to the indictment of Neumann and then to his trial.
Naumann's trial began in Berlin in 2024. It was recorded to reflect its historical importance. Philip was there to witness it.
The trial from the very beginning was attracting a lot of media attention. Journalists from the New York Times, Washington Post, from French media.
Testifying at the trial was one of the only people to witness the moment of Kukuchka's death.
Something that left a lasting impression on me was the testimony of one of the schoolgirls. 50 years after what happened, she not only could really give a detailed description of what happened, but also she said that she was haunted by what she saw at the time throughout her life for many, many, many years.
In the courtroom sits 80-year-old Martin Naumann, who until then had been enjoying a quiet retirement in the German city of Leipzig. Wearing a black cap and covering his face, he speaks only to confirm his name.
He was really still. He was listening very close to what was happening, taking notes, but you could not see that it really affected him.
In October 2024, Naumann was sentenced to 10 years in prison for the murder of Czesław Kukuchka, setting a rare legal precedent as one of the few former Stasi officers charged with murder rather than manslaughter. Naumann has always insisted on his innocence.
Obviously, we have to keep in mind that Naumann has a right to appeal, and we know he's going to appeal. But to me, it was an obvious win for the judiciary system, and I think that justice was done.
Philip Ganschak was talking to me, Dan Hardoon, for the Witness History podcast from the BBC World Service.
From the brilliant and bizarre.
It was really surreal. It was a surreal kind of atmosphere there. You couldn't really see anybody.
To the shocking and unexpected.
I'm just wondering, what are we going to do now? This was really my worst fear. He found 100% horse meat that was labelled as beef.
Witness the stories that have shaped our world, told by the people who were there.
When he went to the factory, the poodle went in front of him. So the workers all knew, oh, the boss is here.
Many people had many things to lose by our victory. The future was not so bright.
Witness History.
We had a designer. He brought in a fully storyboarded idea about how the Queen would arrive by jumping out of a helicopter. And we all said, that's brilliant, but it's never going to happen.
Witness History at bbcworldservice.com/witnesshistory or wherever you get your podcasts.